guys, welcome to Rice and Beans, Season 4, Episode 8. Woo, we're all the way in there now. Cookie, Big O, Jess are in the house. Before we get started, Cookie has an announcement to make.
We here at Rice and Beans would like to say if during the show we say anything that offends individuals, families, organizations, race, creeds, religious groups, states, countries, or planets, just know that from the bottom of our heart, we would like to say, fuck you. They're called jokes, bitches. Jokes.
Yeah.
They're called jokes for a reason.
Welcome to the show. All right. So we've got a good one. Tonight's Spotlight Comedian is one of our personal faves. One of Cookie's very, very big faves. Some people know her as Juicifer. Some her grandkids called her Beelzebubby. I am talking about Joan fucking Rivers.
Ow. Love that bitch.
I miss her.
She was something, man. Like roasting and
pioneer for female comedians everywhere.
That like fucking unbridled shit talking. Like did not give a fuck. I absolutely love that part.
My favorite was like she would talk shit about herself too, which I appreciated. Like you can't just talk shit about other people and not be able to take it. And she took it good, right in the butt.
And then there was that special that she had on, was it called Don't Start With Me?
Yeah.
Where she talked about her and Cher and
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin, yeah, going over and looking like the witches from Hocus Pocus when they didn't have their makeup on.
Yeah.
So, no, just
the oracles.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was really good at her craft. And, again, one of the influences on the show, you see how much shit we talk here.
Yeah.
You know, we had role models too, fuckers.
No.
Well, and, I never.
And that role model inspired one of the first, maybe three topics that we're looking at for tonight. We got some 2020 fashion police, plastic surgery buyer's remorse, and we'll go ahead and get into that in a minute. But for just a quick second, I think we got to all go ahead and pour out a little 40 on the floor for Debo, Tiny Lou Zester, or was it Tiny Zeus Lester? My bad.
There you go.
That shit's hard to say, man.
Yeah,
fuck.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Debo dead. There.
He gone.
62.
So go ahead and pour out your drinks for him. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Lay down your beach cruises for the night.
I'll tell you what, man. I remember him in movies from the get-go. Him and John Candy and all those guys in the security guard movie. It eludes the name right now. I can't think of it, but that was such a great movie. And he played such a great bully. Loved him.
He was in that movie with Hulk Hogan too, right?
Yes. What was No Holds Barred.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that one I can remember. Yeah, that was a great movie. You know, in a sea of retardness of that movie, he was the one constant where he was just a big guy that you wanted to hate, and he played that well.
Yep.
He sure did. He was really good at that as Debo on Friday too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of see a pattern.
Most well-known character.
That's sad, isn't it? Like, yeah. As an actor, be like, "What was your most favorite role?" I was Debo on Friday.
Ah, you look familiar.
Which you got about 40, homie.
You mean my back?
My grandmama gave me this chain.
Bye bye.
And it's funny. I have a friend that I went to school with, and she's like one of the nicest people I ever fucking met. But she was really like intimidating when I like met her in like seventh or eighth grade, where she's like this fucking looked like this fucking mean chola, and I was like, oh shit. And so like years later, we were like, we're all partying together, we're all friends, and we're hanging out, and somebody asked how we met, and I was like, it was like that scene in Friday. She just rolled up on me and she was like, "That's my pan, punk," and then like fucking smacked me in the eye and then took my lunch. And then everybody starts laughing. It's so like just fucking from then on, I started calling her Devo and making jokes about like beach cruisers and shit like that. And like, there's only a handful of people that know, like, you know, that know why it's funny. But I just thought like when, I don't know, like why that was the first scene that popped into my head when somebody asked, how did you meet? I don't know what the fuck I was drinking or smoking, but yeah, that's how that shit got started.
Good times.
In high school, I used to lift weights all the time. And the movie I just looked it up, Armed and Dangerous with John Candy and Eugene Levy.
Oh!
And you know, Tiny was one of the security guards that was on the inbound that was, you know, stealing and everything. And he's in the workout room and he's lifting all this weight. And John Candy sits right over and goes, "Ooh, that looks tough. Ooh, you're so strong. Oh, you're a man. Ooh, how do you do that? Look at those muscles." And as he's doing that, you know, just I'm dying laughing. And when I'm in the weight room in high school, you know, bench pressing, you know, as a teenager, the max that I'm doing, everybody that's lifting weights, I'm always doing that to them. "Ooh, look at you. You're so strong. Oh."
Hilarious.
You do that one or the one from Nacho Libre? Fucking, what's his name? The wrestler, the Mexican wrestler that he idolized, it was a dick to him. Ramses. Oh. Ramsey's muscles are the best. Ramsey's bench presses are the best.
They're the best. I went to the town to get nachos for the kids.
Oh man!
Yeah, he'll be sorely missed. He was a great actor.
Yep, definitely. I'm gonna miss seeing him in all those you know, typecast roles that they always
seem. I'm going to take the other card on this because everybody always says nice things about somebody when they die. I'm going to be like, he was an asshole. He was a dick. Why does everybody have to be so nice? Lord knows if I die, like, so they're like, "Oh, that bitch. How did he make it so long?"
And that's just his immediate family.
That's my mom giving the eulogy. "This bitch.
Oh my god, it turned into the eulogy from fucking Bojack Horseman."
Mm-hmm. "Are you happy now?"
"Knock on the coffin 3 times, I've made you proud, Mom." Mm-hmm. And then the band. So we're gonna shift gears here and jump into our first segment. And for those of you out there listening to this, don't thank worry. You. We'll thank you, all 7 of you. You're amazing. No, we'll be as descriptive as possible. Otherwise, go ahead and head over to the blog. We'll post all the pictures there like we normally do. And you guys are definitely going to want to see these. So I'm going to go ahead and for the people out there in TV land, I am going to throw a screen share if I fucking can find the button. The camera with the light is like right in front of my face, which is right in front of the screen share button. So bear with me. All right, here we go. I found it. So these are the Yeezy. Let me back up a little bit first. This segment is called Fashion Police 2020, and you know, this is something that I'm sure Joan would be proud of. You know, hopefully we don't fuck it up. So now moving on to the first picture, these are the Yeezys. Kanye West's foot line.
Price point question mark.
Big O, would you remember for price point for these?
Anywhere from $325 up not to worth $1,500.
It. No, no.
Not even for $1,500? You can't come up with that cash?
Fuck no.
Neither can I.
Those are fucking ridiculous.
They're fucking horrible. I can't believe
no
that somebody said, yeah, that's a good idea. Mass produce those. They're like white. They got this like big, huge, deformed soul.
It's already yellowing.
Looks like there's a cloud. Is that some fucking cloud bullshit around the soul? Like it's a,
yeah.
Like if you're supposed to be walking on a cloud.
And then they're vented for her pleasure.
Or his.
Either or. Either or.
Hey, they're handing him out in prison, so that, hey.
Yeah. No.
And that's the thing is, like, you know there's dirty motherfuckers out there that don't wash their feet and they fucking stink and those are all vented . And then they're going to be they're going to be, you're far enough away where I got to smell it. So you're it's welcome. Fine.
What the hell are you talking about my bunions for?
So, you know that. That's going to backfire at some point. You know, like that funk is just going to come right through those things. Maybe the funk is that's why that they're yellowing already. See?
Yeah. It's
fucking foot odor. Terrible, terrible.
No, boy, no.
So, I mean, I've seen better shoes in the fucking used bin at fucking the Goodwill.
Yep. Agreed. Those are awful.
And it's
if
like,
I want to buy shoes that look like shit, I'll just go to Walmart.
Right? And even then, the quality looks better than this.
It's about the same. You look at them and they're
ish.
Gel mold. Ish. Yeah, ish. Sure. But hey, you spend $20 for a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what they look like.
Ish. $20 as opposed to $1,200? Who's the idiot now?
Unless the shoes are made out of fucking diamonds, there's no way I'm paying $1,200 for shoes.
And even then.
You know?
You can find someone with a tight asshole. You could stick a piece of coal up there, so you don't need those.
I mean,
go on.
Like if, I guess if it was a pair of Michael Jordan signed, like, you know, shoes that he wore during one of the games of the NBA Finals. Okay, then I could see parting with $1,200, but not for that bullshit. That's fucking ridiculous. All right,
next. Oh my god.
Okay, so for those out there listening, mutton chops. These are women's mutton chops. They hook over the ear and they're like a succession of beads that just kind of come down from the middle of the cheek and yeah.
Like a face mask gone wrong.
Like the dude from Motorhead. Yeah, that looks like his daughter.
Looks like she sucks the ace of spades. Hey, I know where you're thinking. No, I didn't mean it like that. Okay, I did.
A little bit. let's be honest. Yeah, I don't know about this.
Okay. And
it looks like it's being held together by like a binder clip. The back. Yeah, no, hell no, no.
It probably is.
Right.
Looks like she should be in 300.
Mm-hmm. She looks more like 250.
That's going pretty high for your sake.
That's not even two watches and a dinner. That's just,
yeah,
that's like a Pop-Tart and a handshake.
Yeah. If that.
Xerxes bitch on the road there.
So, like, seriously, what the fuck? Like, who, why?
What is this inspired by? I just, ugh, no.
Someone who likes sucking dick.
I did not inspire this.
Hey, I wasn't pointing fingers.
He's like, I haven't had mutton chops in a long time.
We have better taste than that.
We try, or at least we tell people we do.
So did she.
Looks like all our taste buds are gone. All
right, so I think this poor whatever the fuck that is she has the fucking hair from Predator.
Yeah. But like Muppet style.
All right.
Jim Henson Innovations.
Jim would be proud. All right. So we got like a McDonald's looking guy, white white shirt. It's a three-quarter sleeve, half sleeve, the tie, slacks, and fucking flip-flops with a red hat, probably says.
And painted toenails. At least they look painted.
This yellow...
SpongeBob. You know what?
Fuck it. Look it up on the blog. It looks like SpongeBob and Squidward had a retarded fucking kid.
Squidward!
And then, I don't know. It looks like a dude wearing a pink blazer with a pink hat, pink glasses, and a fucking towel, a pink towel wrapped around him.
And like a briefcase that was shrunk in like the dryer.
Oh my God. Yeah. What's up with these people?
I don't know.
So this was, we looked these up for weirdest fashion of 2020, and these were actual runway shows. So again, pop on over to the blog and check out these pictures, because this is a lot of this shit's fucking ridiculous. Like, it's I'm doing my best here to describe it, but really probably not doing it the justice that it deserves. And when you see it, you'll get a lot more of these jokes.
Yeah.
Act Now is just reduced to $9,999.99.
It's awful.
So it's like fucking does this hat say Make America Great Again?
It says For Rent.
Oh, For Rent. Yeah, well, it's probably in a good spot, you know.
Yeah, he's got space for rent.
And then, seriously, who the fuck would walk down the street? I mean, if it's Halloween, I get it. I mean, I've seen shit like that at Comic-Con, but, I mean, for, like, everyday wear, what the fuck?
No.
I would rather wear a powdered wig on my bald head than wear that shit.
Go on.
Well, going back to our forefathers and 17 other fathers past that, they would die laughing at us at this point and just ridicule us. Why would the fuck would you wear this kind of crap?
Who knows?
Would like the powder wig.
And the dude in the pink looks like fucking Lando Calrissian if he was fucking from West Hollywood.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Coke yes. 45, motherfuckers.
Oh, man.
There are no redeeming qualities on any of these outfits.
And this was deemed to be high fashion in 2020. Fucking, I guess.
I think it's fashion you make when you're high.
I don't know. I don't think Jester would make that shit, even when he was high.
I've never been that high.
Challenge accepted. To
make something like that. Jesus.
Hold up your jar and then put everything in that jar into your bong and let's get that high.
Let's get there together.
I mean, those things look so ridiculous. I'm afraid I'm going to pass out before I get that high.
And then the shoes on the SpongeBob looking one look like those just cheapy nail salon sandal things. Like, it's, yeah.
How do you know that?
Hey, you got to take care of yourself. Jasmine, you got to take care of you.
Jasmine told us. Jasmine sends us a pair of the fucking nail salon flip-flops for Christmas every year.
Used, yes.
But it's a thought that counts.
No thought.
All right, moving on. So now we got Zipper Guy. He looks like Mega Man, but like Mega Man's zipper. Or, you know, just kind of blue and yellow, like, suspenders
How about a minion that's split in half?
Yeah. Like if you had a minion costume and you pull from the head
and
down.
And this is what comes out of it?
Yeah.
Oh, a shithead.
Ta-da.
Close them back up.
Stunning.
Looks like a big blackhead.
Don't be racist.
I'm not. Everybody loses in this race.
That's okay. Joan would be cool with it.
Don't be human racist.
That's why she like reading books like Tom Sawyer to her grandkid, because it combined two favorite things, spending time with her family and using the N-word.
Yeah.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
My, oh my.
And so this is, again, high fashion or considered to be high fashion. It's a runway show. Like there's a fucking giant tampon floating away in the background.
Bye-bye.
Maybe it's a maxi pad. It appears to have wings.
It was a bloody mess that day.
He could fly.
Carrie.
All right, on we go. Okay, so I think Big O, you called this the derelict look.
Just went through a paper shredder.
Man, I have a hard enough time to keep the holes in my pants sewed up by myself so I can go to work. Why the fuck would I spend $12,000, $17,000, $20,000 for a pair of fucking pants like that all ripped to shreds?
Right.
And the only one he likes is probably his boyfriend because it's easy access.
Right.
It looks like acid wash. Anybody out there want a pair of pants with fart holes in it? Just let me know. I'll sell it to you really expensively.
Wait, fart holes?
Oh, hell yeah. All kinds of holes. Sitting holes, fart holes, dog ripping holes, any type of holes you want.
Go on.
Assholes.
I guarantee you those pants have no fabric on the ass.
None.
They're probably like assless chaps in the back.
I can see that.
Terrible.
Ugh.
And again, an exorbitant amount of money.
Shoes are awful.
For shit that like you can fucking DIY, you know what I mean? Go to town with a box cutter. And I guess that's the 2020 version of the Canadian tuxedo.
Yep. Updated.
Denim Dan. Or I guess in his case, Denim Dana.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
On those fucking denim out in the hallway where somebody all ripped them to shreds. Fucking gremlins. Yeah. Ah, damn.
All right. And moving forward, we have a suit with skulls all over it. And these aren't... it's not painted on. These are 3D
sculpted
skulls.
Sculpted into.
Like, Black Ops Champion 2020. Woo!
That's what the winning team gets. Activision says, here you go.
What we don't see is a hole in the pants in the back.
There is no back. It's just front.
It's just a bunch of fingers. Like it's the skulls, just fingers, just all going into the fucking ass.
Pew, pew.
They stretch them open for anyone to enter.
And again, for Halloween, yeah, sure, why the fuck not? Walking to wearing out in public when it's not Halloween, yeah.
Because that's the look you want when you go in for your interview. You want to look professional. You're going to be top of the game, but you also want to look like, hey, fuck you.
I'll kill you. I will kill you if I don't get this job.
And I'll teabag you after I'm done killing you.
Promise.
All right. I think that was the last one.
Oh,
for
thank God.
Fashion Police 2020. That was pretty fucking terrible.
Man, to say that's the worse least. Than a fart that's lingering in your guts, man. Ooh.
Comes out of your mouth.
Wait, what comes out of your mouth?
The fart. If you let it linger enough, it'll go up.
I thought you said cum comes out of your mouth.
No. That's just disrespectful.
You're not supposed to spit.
So, Big O obviously doesn't mean what I thought it meant.
Take it how you want to take it.
I'm not going to take it at all. I'm going to leave it.
What's your maiden name? Spits or Swallows?
A gentleman never tells.
That's why he's asking you.
All right. I blush.
Oh, man. So another thing.
It's
that...
Chug. My maiden name's Chug.
Nice.
So another thing that Rivers was big on was talking shit about bad plastic surgery. And I got to say, I'm right there with her on that one. There's some really horrible shit out there. Some of these celebrities that, you know, want to go in and think that they've got, you know, this great job, you know, that their surgeon did, and everybody else is just kind of looking at them like, you paid money for that?
Yeah.
So
and
we're going to.
On celebrities too.
Right? And so we're going to show you a couple of these celebrities. So let's see here. Let's get this first one up on screen.
Ugh.
All right. And we have John Travolta.
Ugh.
No. His hair looks painted on.
It does.
Those eyebrows, the fit. Yeah, it's no bueno.
That's hair in a can. What are you talking about,
Peter? Yeah.
It looks like in the movie Face Off, you know, when they were switching the faces between the bodies and it wasn't completely all the way on yet.
Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. Nice.
Yeah, it looks just like that scene. It's
hey baby girl, you can't hear my face.
It just doesn't sit right.
No. It's all lopsided and uneven.
He has chills and now they're multiplying.
Yeah, that's COVID.
Yeah, he got that from the boy he was with.
Mm-hmm. He got that Rona. All right. Moving on.
Oh, you scared me there.
Mr. Burns plastic surgery disaster.
He looks like a pervert.
Yeah, he looks like Ray from Archer.
Yes. Yes, he does.
You know what? I think if they do an Archer live action movie, they should definitely get that guy.
For sure.
I mean, did they staple his eyelids open? Or
it looks like it.
What the fuck? And then he's got like fucking...
The separation between, it's like...
Like symmetrical wrinkles.
Yeah.
So you got to give it time to relax after you get those wrinkles up.
He's got like a fucking cum reservoir on his chin.
Go on.
Right, reminds me of Me, Myself, and Irene. Daddy got a goddamn butthole on his chin. Hey, he's a Spartacus looking motherfucker. Yeah, that's he looks more rat-like now than in the previous picture.
Yeah.
If you don't know who he is, look up Angie Tribeca.
Yeah.
Right on. All right, next. Tara Jane. She was hot before.
Very.
And then fucking got lips like 10 times the size of her normal ones. So
yeah, she looks amazing before. Like, I don't know what prompted her to do this.
She looks like she just fucking wrapped her lips around a curling iron.
And I've done that before.
She fell in love with a balloon artist.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, her boyfriend fucks with her lips and like tries to make balloon animals out of them.
Look, a giraffe. I made a snake.
Obviously, that's a worm.
It's a poodle. And then he stabs it. Had to put it down. The dog's rabbit.
Yeah, it sucks when the befores are way better than the afters.
Yeah, I mean, aside from that, looks pretty good. But, I mean, you just... The lips, you can't, like...
You can't unsee that.
Yeah, it's like fucking clown lips.
You know? Closing my eyes, I still see them.
They're beating you in the forehead with them.
Yes, 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 yes.
They're like bigger than her nose, bigger than her eyes. They're about the same size as her ears now.
Or her tits. She's
the new up version.
She could be the ultimate fucking skyscraper climber. She's fucking steer up to the window and climb up and then just stick it up some more. Yeah, I mean, no bueno. Other than yikes, I don't know. I mean, hopefully she didn't pay money for that. I'd be pissed if
she spent a lot of money on that.
I'm sure somebody else paid for it.
And then like you would think, I mean, fuck, doesn't that shit hurt? Like I know your skin stretches, but fuck, like that's
that's gotta hurt your psyche too, looking that ugly.
Yeah. It does. It really does.
I wonder if she scares herself in the middle of the night. She goes to the bathroom and goes to wash her hands. Ah, fuck.
Intruder. Oh, it's me.
All right. Next. Janice Dickinson, one of the first real major, like, high paid porn stars. It looks like she maybe tried to get her lips repaired from all that dick sucking. But there's still like the a U-shaped bend in the top and bottom.
They just look super chapped.
She should have just bought a car.
Yeah.
God dang.
I mean, she
idiot.
She wasn't that bad before, but damn.
No, not at all.
That's what happens when that is the before. And then that's what happens after they deflate.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It must be, because, I mean, why else would... Yeah, yikes.
Looks like I picked a bad time to stop doing methamphetamines. Yikes.
Kind of looks like Bruce Jenner's after picture a little bit.
Caitlin? Is that you, Caitlin?
Oh, come on. Caitlin's beautiful. For man,
stunning,
woman, whatever it is,
stunning.
I was pretty stunned when I saw the results. I was like, "Ooh,
Buzz's girlfriend, woof."
Doesn't she look fetching? moving on, we have. I don't know if anybody remembers this, but Madonna actually got a butt implant at one time. terrible.
Very discreet, very tasteful.
Right? Can't even tell. Fucking, she went in that and asked for. She's like, "Doc, let me get the Jennifer Lopez."
Right?
She would have. She should have went into the shawarma shop and had it shaved down a bit.
Yep, they definitely could have used some of that, or maybe they just put a little release valve and like fucking let some of the air out because. I mean, it's bad. Like, it doesn't even look like... It looks like a bad Photoshop job. That
looks like they ran out of silicone and put in a whoopee cushion.
This'll do.
And you can see the seams going down the side.
Every time she sits down.
At first, I thought it was her pants, but then I took a closer look. I'm like, no, that's probably her ass.
Yeah.
You can see the little ruffles on the side when she's not wearing any clothes.
Bit.
How many socks did she stuck in there?
Six.
It looks like two packages of six on each side.
Yikes. That's some badass, I'll tell you that.
Mm-mm.
And again, she probably paid a fucking shit ton of money for that. And like,
up the ass.
And what's fucked up is it... Like people probably told her it looked good as she was walking out of there.
Oh, refund!
You are so awesome. Look at that fat ass.
There are some lying motherfuckers.
Yeah,
they're getting paid though.
Right to her face.
All right, and finally, we have the worst plastic surgery I've ever seen.
I don't know. I've seen worse. I've seen better.
I mean, really, all he did was, like, add hair, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Long hair. Longer hair. Do you think he still gets Father's Day gifts?
Yeah, Father's and Mother's Day. I think he's just greedy.
And for those of you who are, again, out there listening, this is Bruce Jenner and...
Caitlyn, the before and after.
Yep.
That was before they took away his armor hot dog spot.
Yeah.
Now he gets his hot dogs elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. A little bit up north more. As opposed to down south.
All right. And while I have this screen share thing going here, let's go ahead and show you this next picture. This is what we're talking about next, and this one's going to get interesting. This one is the Smells Like My Vagina by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
So it's $75, and it's supposed to smell just like her. So
a pass.
Wow.
It's a hard pass.
You know, you would pay what, $125 for a upper class hooker, maybe $300. Now you're only paying $75 just to smell it.
Yeah.
Why? When I could just go to the fucking cabin and open a fucking can of tuna and just start wafting away. I mean, right?
But you don't want the cats to be attracted to it. That's all.
Hints of olive oil
and spring water. You know, like, it's fucking go down to Ralph's and grab some fucking sashimi and leave it out for a little while.
Gas station sushi.
Could you imagine, you know, like, your parents just show up unexpectedly and you got that candle going and you tell them, oh, well, your future daughter-in-law just left. Sorry, you missed her.
Like a bad scene from American Pie. You got your dick inside of a tuna can with that candle going.
Imagine the rusty lid.
Oh, how many cuss did you get on that thing before you finished?
7.
But I finished.
Yep. Goal setter, go getter.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what's up with that. Maybe I'll make an ass-scented candle for me and sell that for like 50 cents and see how that goes.
And honestly, like, who the fuck buys that? Like,
yeah.
Like, who's gonna buy the candle? I mean, apparently a lot of people. Like,
I think it's sold out numerous times.
Yeah, they had to make a second run of it because it ran out the first time. So I'm, like, interested to see, like, what kinds of people.
The same creeps who buy underwear online.
Used.
Used.
Used chones.
You can get them online now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You no more Salvation Army for you.
Go to Japan. Go on the streets. You can get them from the vending machines.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to, like, no more going to the vending machines.
Oh, no, you can still do that.
Well, why the fuck would I do that when they're going to deliver it to me?
Because you're in Japan. Win in
Diversify Rome. Your portfolio.
Konnichiwa, bitches. fuck it. Why not, right? I guess you only live once.
Yeah, well, when you get your underwear that you bought from Wish, it's a pair of whitey tighties with a brown stain.
Skid marks. Race car driver.
That's how I know they're mine.
Never buy white underwear. Noted. Like
a Chinese Wish.
So, I'd be interesting to see, like, if you're out there listening, or and you either bought the candle or know somebody that bought the candle, hit us up. Let us know what it smells like. Does it smell like vag? And if it does, how does her vag smell? Is it, like, really bad? Like, are you sitting on a can of tuna for a week, or are we talking about, like, you know, something nice smelling?
Yeah.
Does it smell like quesadilla cooking in the background there?
That sounds nice. Quesadilla. Yes.
You light it. It smells like chilaquiles.
You can eat that shit all day long.
If it did smell like Mexican food, then never mind. I know exactly what kind of people bought those. Right. Don't call in.
You just have of them in the back.
What can you don't want me to be here next week? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what we're saying. He finally got it after 6, 7, 8 episodes.
How many episodes? I lost
carry
count.
The one.
Yeah, we're 8 in. It's been fun so far. I think I like this whole having a theme for, you know, the season. The stand-up comics was great. I mean, it gave us a chance to, you know, branch off into different, you know, styles of comedy that, you know, we might not normally have. And I wish it had gone better, but we did it, right? You know,
yeah, that's we're doing our best.
No. It's only going to get worse.
Right? A for effort.
We had that first really good show, and every shit's them. Thanks for tuning in. We've been having a blast doing this, and I think we're going to go ahead and keep the theme thing rolling. So if you guys have suggestions for themes for next season and the seasons after, hit us up. Let us know what you got, like movies, TV, music. Porn. A different highlighted porn star. I wonder if we can get him on. We had one on already, so like maybe we can just hit up with the rest and say, hey, look, we're doing this thing.
What are your friends up to?
That might be egg in our face on that one.
Not the worst thing I've had in my bed.
We've all been drunk at 2 a.m. I know I have. And yeah, that's probably not the worst thing I've had in my face at 2 a.m.
Right.
So, going back to the candle thing, yeah, it sold out. And I don't know, I just thought it was really weird. But then again, you know, like Big O said, you got vending machines in Japan where you can go and buy, you know, used underwear. You know, they smell it for the pheromones and it's supposed to wake them up. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's just using it for jerk-off material. So, I don't know. What do you guys think out there? Let us know. Hit us up on social media or Twitter. Would you buy Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina-scented candle? Let us know.
Would you go to Thailand for the lady boys?
Inquiring minds want to know.
And if you do, send Big O and Cookie pictures.
I'll pass on those pictures. I don't want to know who's buying this candle.
Oh, I meant about the ladyboys thing that he had brought up.
I'm not a rice queen, so not anymore, not any less.
One night in Bangkok, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say, it'll make a tough man crumble.
Never fly that airline
made
again.
Made a hard man humble.
So,
oh, good times.
So when you talk about Rivers, like she had this persona that, and I'll let Cookie take it from here. You know, from here, he's our resident expert on Joan, but you know, she had this persona where, you know, she was a total bitch and she just like talked shit to everybody. But I guess that's, you know, going behind the scenes, it's only half the story because there was a lot of stuff that, you know, she did do that was, you know, very different than that stage persona.
She was like, she told it like it was, is how it should be. But she had like a, she earned her living, you know, like she constantly working, take any job that came her way. With that being said, there was like some downfalls, like some hard times that she fell on. Big O brought up the fact that like mid-career for her, she was offered the, like the, what is it, the sub position for the Tonight Show. And then that ended up being pulled from under her and just different things like that. So, I mean, she's a giver. She's generous. She was. And just a lot of like backstory of just what made her who she was and how she became like the legend that she is. But we have a segment, I believe, on like just times like we ourselves got like fucked over. And I mean, you don't get to be great without like having a couple of stumbles. So her biggest was the Tonight Show, I believe. I mean, other than like personal, like family with her husband and just different things like that. But we were just gonna like briefly go over like our struggles and times that we've gotten fucked over. So like, what about you guys? Like specifically Jester, Big O.
Oh man, all right, I'll get the ball rolling. Check this out. So it's it's 2000, 2001, something like that. I'm about 2021, and I'm a musician. I've made my own my own solo album, my first solo project, and it got picked up by a label or a new label that was getting started for just Latin artists. And so they went up and down the coast, the 100 acts got narrowed down to like, you know, five. So I had made it in, and then it's going pretty good. You know, we're, you know, talks of, you know, shooting pictures for like album covers, for promos, doing like commercials, you know, looking for spots to shoot music videos, and like it's looking like it's all coming together. And you know, for me, I'm freaking out. I'm like 20, 21 years old, and like they're, you know, hooking me up with free alcohol and, you know, it for parties, and it's fucking great. You know, I'm loving it. And then maybe about a month or two into it, then Mariah Carey gets, well, Virgin pays her to go away, and then EMI signs her. EMI was the parent company of this label that was going to start, you know, the one for the Just Latin artist. And so they sucked up all the funding, and they said, well, better luck next time. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. And that was that.
Pig fucker.
So, yep, like this close to getting signed and having a deal. And, you know, first, you know label-produced album. And then the Mariah Carey thing happened, and out.
What ended up happening to her a year later?
She went to rehab.
Ugh, that bitch.
She made a
money
couple,
well spent.
She made a couple of shitty albums, a fucking depressing movie, and then fucking had a mental breakdown and went to rehab.
Fucking glitter.
Meanwhile, I went on to a job at UPS.
All right, you were Mr. Brown.
You get it.
So it was like a double entendre. What can Brown do for you?
Not get fucked by Mariah Carey.
Right? So when I tell people that story, it's like, I once got fucked by Mariah Carey. They're like, with a strap on? I'm like, yeah, basically. And then I tell them the story, and they're like, yeah, basically.
Basically?
You know?
Basic instantly.
What about you guys?
You want to go, Big O?
I mean, besides getting fucked by the subprime loan back in 2007, 2008, I mean, really not much happened in my life.
Yeah, I would have had to put in effort to be fucked out of something, so... But one time that I did feel like, oh, it was so close to happening, and then like it didn't, was I felt bad for Hillary, and that was like a fuck you moment for her, which I felt terrible for. Like, I even felt bad for her. Like, no, you're too qualified. You're too qualified, you're too educated. No, like, we're gonna give it to the new guy. The new orange guy. How did that turn out, America? How did that turn out?
Why'd you go try to figure out how to keep your husband happy?
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll trust you with the country. All right, guys. Well, we were coming up on our time for this episode. It was awesome doing the screen share with you guys. Hope you guys pop over to the site. Check it out. You can catch the video there. You can also catch us on YouTube. We're going to be doing some live stuff on Instagram and on YouTube coming up pretty soon. So don't forget to go over to those pages and subscribe and like. That way you get notified of when we go live and stuff like that. We don't do it that often, but we're going to try to, you know, pick it up a little bit more in the future. That way we got some more fun things to do. So we're going to run our first contest of the season. Now, you're hearing this actually after that episode that we're running the contest on has been recorded. So by the time you hear this, it already been up. And most of your friends have already started listening to it and trying to figure out exactly how to win that prize. So our buddies over at Creatures and Cosplay gave us a really cool Rick and Morty engraving. And we'll go ahead and put some pictures up on our social media so that you can check it out. So the contest is the previous episode we had some technical difficulties with my screen. So the first three people that can tell us how many times Jester's screen dropped during the episode with Mr. Mixit is going to win the Rick and Morty wood engraving that we're going to go ahead and we'll put pictures up of on our social media and on the site. So tune in and check out that last episode. That last episode was good too.
Can we enter?
I know how many.
Yeah, they were all there bitching at me like, you're fucking things off again. I'm like, oh yeah, shit.
Motherfucker.
So go ahead and check out that episode. You can find it at the Rice and Beans site. I'm sure it's still going to be on YouTube, and we might post a couple of clips that might give you some clues later on during the week. We might not. But again, go ahead, tune in, check it out, and don't forget to hit us up and let us know how many times Jester Screen dropped during episode 7. So again, first three people. And so we'll go ahead and run the contest until we get those first three submissions. And then we'll go ahead and have the winners' prizes shipped out to them. We're not taking it to you. You can't come pick it up. We don't know if you're riddled with Rona, and we're not going to risk it. So we'll go ahead and drop that shit in the mail. We also, again, want to remind you, pop over to the social medias. Check us out. Fuck Checker is going to be taking over Twitter. Big O and Cookie and Astrid and I are also going to be posting more things on social media. So you guys go ahead and interact with us. If there's topics for future shows that you, things that you'd like to hear us talk about or questions that you have for us, go ahead and send all those in. We're happy to take them and take a look at them. Probably not going to use them because you guys send us crap most of the time.
Shit.
But, you know, we're funny. We're fucking professionals. We'll make it happen. We'll make it work for you. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. So on behalf of all of us, until next week, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke. Peace.